we move to the third surah, Surah Al-Masad 111. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. سورة المسد 111. Perish the two hands of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab is the uncle of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Perish he, his wealth and his children will not benefit him. He will be burned in a fire of blazing flames, and his wife too, who carries wood, thorns of Satan, which she used to put on the way of the Prophet ﷺ, or use it to slander him. In her neck is a twisted rope of masad. This Quran is from the many, is one of the many, or fihi rather, there is in it many, many proofs and evidences explicitly proving that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true messenger, not calling for a status or a kingdom or to be a leader. The uncles of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of their dealing with him and in terms of their stance towards Allah azza wa jal, are divided into three categories. First includes those who believed in him and made jihad with him and submitted in Islam to Rabbil Alameen. This is the first group of his uncles. The second included those who gave him support but stayed on kufr. And third are those who opposed and were kafirs. As to the first, those who believed in him and made jihad with him included his uncle Al-Abbas bin Abd al-Muttalib, Al-Abbas bin Abd al-Muttalib, wa Hamza bin Abd al-Muttalib, and the latter is better than the first, because the latter, Hamza bin Abd al-Muttalib, is amongst the best of the martyrs with Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him as the lion of Allah and the lion of his messenger, and he was martyred in the Battle of Uhud in the second year after Hijrah. As to those as to those who gave support to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam but stayed on kufr, this included Abu Talib, his uncle. He stood firmly defending the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, and we seek refuge in Allah, the word of punishment upon him preceded, because he knew the truth but rejected it. He did not accept Islam even in the moments before his death, the last moments of his life. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام presented Islam to him, but he refused. And he said his statement, إِنَّهُ عَلَى مِلَّةِ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ, that he is on the millah, the religion of Abd al-Muttalib, his father. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sought Allah for intercession for him, and Allah gave him an intercession. And it is as in Al-Bukhari mentioned in Sahih Al-Bukhari volume 5 number 222, he will be placed in a shallow fire reaching his ankles or his ankles, with which his brain will boil. As to the third, those who opposed Abu Lahab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah concerning him, recited in the prayers, the obligatory ones and the optional ones, secretly and loudly, and the person is rewarded for its recitation. Each letter is rewarded 10 good deeds. يقول الله عز وجل in this surah, تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. And this is in response to Abu Lahab when he, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام gathered Quraysh to invite them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when the verse وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, warn your tribe of near kindred, was revealed, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out, and when had ascended the Mount of Safa, he shouted, O Sabah. The people said, what is that? Then they gathered around him, whereupon he said, do you see, if I inform you that a cavalry men are proceeding up the side of this mountain, will you believe me? They said, we have never heard you telling a lie. Then he said, I am a plain warner to you of a coming severe punishment. Here Abu Lahab said, تَبَّا لَكَ أَلِهَذَا جَمَعْتَنَا, may you perish. This is addressing the Prophet ﷺ, his uncle, telling him, may you perish, you gathered us only for this reason. Then Abu Lahab went away. So Surah Al-Lahab or Surah Al-Masad, perish the hands of Abu Lahab. Allah responded, perish the hands of Abu Lahab. So Abu Lahab, when he said to the Prophet ﷺ, may you perish, you gathered us only for this reason, this is belittling the affair, this is belittling the Messenger ﷺ and his message. Meaning that this is a matter that does not require such attention. This is like the saying of Allah that this is like the saying, أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ 21:36, أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ. Look at the way of belittling. Is this the one who is mentioning, speaking about your gods? So he is nothing. So don't give attention to him. As also they said in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:31, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. Why is not this Quran sent down to some great man of the two towns, Mecca and the Taif? So they want to consider the Prophet ﷺ as nothing. So anyway, here Abu Lahab said, may you perish, this is the reason that you gathered us for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him by this surah, تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبْ, may the hand of Abi of Lahab be perished, perish the hand of Abi Lahab. So loss As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning Fir'aun in Surah 40 verse 37, وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنَ إِلَّا فِي تَبَاب. تَبَاب في الخسار, خسار, loss. And Allah, so, and the plot of Fir'aun led to nothing but loss and destruction for him. And Allah here began by saying تَبَّتْ يَدَا, he began with his hands, referring to Abi Lahab here by saying تَبَّتْ يَدَا, perish the hands, before himself, before Abi Lahab. Why? تَبَّتْ يَدَا Abi Lahab, he began with his hands before he mentioned him by his name Abu Lahab, because his hands are the tools for action, taking and giving and the like. And this title for Abu Lahab really fits perfectly because of his status and his abode, because this person will be in a blazing fire. Fitting. And compare now, compare when Suhail bin Amr, Suhail, listen to this name, okay? Suhail. When Suhail bin Amr, in the story of Al-Hudaybiyah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he saw him coming, he said, هَذَا سُهَيْل بِنْ عَمْرُ وَمَا أَرَاهُ إِلَّا سُهِّلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ. Suhail, the name fits the action. Suhail is from Sahl, يعني it relates to Sahl. Sahl means easy. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he saw him coming, he said, هَذَا سُهَيْل بِنْ عَمْرُ, this is Suhail bin Amr, Suhail. Then what did the Prophet ﷺ say? وَمَا أَرَاهُ, and I don't see except that, إِلَّا, listen to, سُهِّلَ, سُهِّلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ, except that your affair is going to be easy, because the name fits the action, Sahal and Suhail. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ, his wealth and his children. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ, this could be like an exclamation, and it means أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ, what's the thing that made his wealth and his children benefit him from, there is nothing. And it also could mean negation, it didn't really avail him. And both meanings are interrelated, are entailed by each other, meaning that his wealth and whatever he earned availed him not. Yet we know that wealth benefits. It may ransom someone who falls in the captivity of his enemy. He may say to him, well, I give you this wealth and leave me and let me free. And he will let him free. And he may request a ransom for that. Also, if a person gets sick, he will benefit from his wealth. If he gets hungry, he will benefit from his wealth. So wealth benefits. What? But here, his wealth and his earnings benefit him not. So how can we understand this? النَّفْعُ الَّذِي لَا يُنْجِي صَاحِبَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ لَيْسَ بِنَفْعٍ. The benefit which does not save the person from hell is not a benefit. So here it avails him not for, يعني with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it was of no benefit to him, his wealth. And as you see, the verse covers the wealth and the children. However, it is more general than this. This verse covers his children, covers the wealth earned, and with him and it covers any prestige and status. All of this together is of no benefit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. Surely he سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. The next verse, he will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened him that he will make him taste naran, a fire with blazing flames close to. This is coming close. It's near. Why it's near? Because the affairs of this life and the enjoyment of this life and a person's stay in it, no matter how it's long, the hereafter is close. Even the people when they are in the barrier life after death and years pass, it will be like an hour, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Ahqaf chapter 46 verse 35, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّنْ مَهَرْ بَلَغْ فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Therefore be patient as did the messenger of strong will, and be in no haste about them on the day when they will see that torment with which they are promised, meaning threatened with. It will be as if they had not stayed more than an hour in a single day. And anything which stays like an hour in a single day, this means that it's close. Then what about his wife? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, وَمْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. And his wife too, who carries wood. And in another recitation, حَمَّالَةُ. And this is an amplification, meaning she carries this wood, a lot of this. And it is mentioned that she used to gather this wood with thorns of Satan and used to put it in the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam so as to harm him. في جيدها حبل من مسد. In her neck is a twisted rope of masad. And this refers to a fiber, a leaf from palm leaf fiber. So she used to carry this, put this around her neck, and goes to the desert to tie the wood and carry it to put it in the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We see refuge in Allah from this. And this refers to how the despicable status she reached, although she was one of the honorable women of Quraysh. only for what? Only to satisfy her objective of harming the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And we seek refuge in Allah from this. And this brings the end of this surah. And we take a short break inshallah before we complete the last through three chapters, 112, 113 and 114. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.